West Ham's relegation fears deepen with defeat at Newcastle. Relegation drama erupts as West Ham lose 3-1 at Newcastle, putting Spurs within 1 point of sending them down. West Ham's 14-year Premier League run is in serious jeopardy after a 3-1 loss at Newcastle, where Tottenham now need just 1 point from their final 2 games to send the Hammers down. The defeat leaves West Ham 2 points behind Spurs with a 13-goal difference against them. West Ham's stay in the Premier League is hanging by a thread after a damaging 3-1 defeat at Newcastle United on Sunday. The loss means Tottenham Hotspur only need a draw from their final 2 games to mathematically seal West Ham's relegation. The Hammers now sit 12th but are just 2 points above the drop zone with a 13-goal difference in Tottenham's favour. A win for Spurs at Chelsea on Tuesday, live on Sky Sports, would all but confirm West Ham's fate unless they can pull off an unlikely turnaround themselves. The London side had a golden chance to pile pressure on Spurs at St James Park but instead found themselves staring down the barrel of an early exit. Newcastle struck twice inside the first 18 minutes, both goals capitalising on West Ham's sloppy defending. The first came from an unforced error, with Mads Hermansen's poor back pass allowing Harvey Barnes to set up an unmarked Nick Woltemade for the opener. The second was a swift counter, with Jacob Ramsey threading a pass to Will Osula, who finished coolly. West Ham's issues didn't end there. From their own throw-in, they lost possession again, and a quick exchange between Osula and Joe Willock led to the third, again, no challenge from the Hammers' back line. West Ham's late fight back falls short. The game looked over until Tadi Castellanos was thrown on at halftime and almost made an immediate impact. His first touch forced Nick Pope into a sharp save, and he nearly equalized when Callum Wilson couldn't capitalize on a chance at the back post. But the real moment of hope came in the 68th minute when Castellanos latched onto a misplaced pass from Sven Botman and curled a stunning 25-yard strike past Pope. It was a beauty, but it wasn't nearly enough. What happens next? West Ham's path to survival now depends on 2 results going their way. First, they need to beat Leeds United at the London Stadium next weekend. Then, they'll need Everton to upset Spurs when they play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium the following Sunday. Even if Spurs lose at Chelsea on Tuesday, West Ham can't afford to drop another point. The pressure is now squarely on manager Nuno Espirito Santo, who changed his system at halftime but couldn't prevent another collapse. With just 2 games left, every mistake is magnified, and the margin for error is razor thin. The Premier League's bottom three will likely be decided on goal difference, meaning West Ham's goal difference of -17 puts them in a precarious spot. If they fail to secure at least a point against Leeds, and Spurs claim even a draw at Stamford Bridge, the Hammers are almost certainly going down. The final day of the season promises fireworks, but West Ham's hopes are fading fast. Source: Sky Sports published, May 17, 2026 at 1922 Universal Time. Coordinated category, sports topics, #SkySports, #Football, #PremierLeague, #Sports, #WestHam, #NewcastleWestHam. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.